This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
This story is out of Stockton. A bunch of filmmakers said a group of police officers swarmed their set at an area market parking lot because they didn't have the proper permits to film for an Amazon Prime TV series. So cops swarmed and they were yelling, get down on the ground. And that's where things just kind of got weird.
All we can hear is get down on the ground. So we just obliged. All we can know, we know police voices. So we just laid down on the ground. I've been raised in this neighborhood, going to that store for over 15 years. So I know the whole family of the store. So wasn't any problem about us even filming there.
Now, they had permission to film this series at the store, but they didn't have the proper permits that the cops said that they needed to have. Now, here's the problem. The film commissioner recognized by the California Film Commission for Stockton and San Joaquin Valley said there isn't a city ordinance tied to this. And that if you're filming on private property, you don't need permits to film.
Well, I get that. And if they were outside the store?
Right. And they were filming a scene. They had airsoft guns, look like real guns, but they shoot like these soft pellets.
So one of the...
They still shoot something?
Yeah. It's like they're like little yellow
plastic
balls. Yeah.
Why don't they just
okay. So the city says if you want to film on private property, people are cool with that. Then we're cool with that. But one of the things that having a permit does generally is it is basically a notification to all the county, the city, all those things that this thing is going to be happening.
Right.
So then at least the police would have known when people started calling 911.
Yeah. It seems like both sides overlooked some silliness.
Yes.
Okay. So the filmmaker side, they should have, if they were like, oh, you don't need permits. This is private property, so you don't need permits. But if people can see it, they should have been like, okay, you know what? Let's just let the cops know that we're doing this, okay?
Well, yeah, because it's not just that they were filming. It's
right.
That they were filming...
A gun scene. Yeah. So that's where the filmmakers screwed up.
Right.
Where the cops screwed up was, did they not see the film crew? Like, have you ever seen a movie being or a TV show being shot?
I mean,
it's
only
not
on
one
TV.
Person with a camcorder or an iPhone. It's like many, many people standing around.
Yeah, that's
there's
true.
A guy with a boom mic, and there's usually dollies and people sitting in chairs and looking at monitors. There's makeup people, wardrobe people. Now, I don't know what the budget is for this show. Amazon Prime shows, that could be anything. It could be an Emmy-winning show. It could be something that you will never hear of nor ever see. I looked up this Keith Lea guy to see if he's done anything. I don't even think he has an IMDb page. So I don't know what the budget was, what the scale was
of
this.
Well, then maybe they didn't have all those things that you just described.
But you have to have at least a few of those things. You have to at least have a very large camera.
Right.
You have to at the very least have sound equipment and a director, probably wardrobe, catering. I mean, there's stuff around. Like, I would imagine that if a gang...
Well, they have catering.
Or something. Right. I would imagine that if a gang were to have a big shootout, they would not do it in a way where there'd be lots of other people standing around watching.
And filming it.
Right.
That's true.
So it seems like both sides overlooked something obvious.
Do you think that any time that the cops like come up on a scene and there are guns drawn, and they don't know they're airsoft guns, that they kind of have to do all that?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
It does seem like the solution is that Stockton just says you have to get a permit.
Yeah, I don't know why Stockton doesn't have that.
Either. Well, they you need a permit on public property.
Do they have those?
Yes.
Oh, they do have those.
Yes, yes. So this article says that if they were filming on public property, not only do they need a permit, but there's a fee that they have to pay.
Okay. And generally, you have to have like some sort of security too, right?
I don't have that information.
Okay.
But it does say that, you know, since they were on private property, they did get permission from the store of the parking lot that they were using, that they thought that was it because they were on private property. So they didn't need to go any further than that.
I mean, they didn't technically need to go any further. They followed the rules.
Right. It just so happened that for the safety of everyone involved, no one was like, hey, do you think maybe we should give the cops a heads up?
That's exactly.
Especially using things that look like real weapons.
Well, if it wasn't like a shooting scene, because people were surely driving by probably and calling 911, right?
Oh, I'm sure that's what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they weren't filming a shooting scene, then nobody would have ever even probably brought this up, and it wouldn't have been a problem.
I am watching right now what appears to be a YouTube video that was uploaded by the director.
Okay.
It doesn't appear that there was much of a crew.
Okay.
There certainly wasn't catering or wardrobe, or it looks like they did have one camera, and they had one, like the marker.
Oh, no,
there was a boom mic. Okay, but not a whole lot of people standing around.
Yeah.
So, this was just an unfortunate situation. I think here's the takeaway. Film in Sacramento. It's just prettier. I don't remember this ever happening in Sacramento. So you know what? Just come up here. Bring all your business up here.
And we'll be your extras or your stars.
Oh, Katie makes a great gang member.
I do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.